Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Yud Tes, number 119. I love this song, and I'm so excited to introduce it to you today. The Radak tells us that it is a Tehillim that is Nechbad Me'od. It is a very important, very honorable Tehillim. So why is it then that so many of us shy away from this incredible song? Perhaps it's because it's so long. This song has 176 psukim. Just to show you the context, Shir HaShirim has 117 psukim. Kuf Yud Tes has 176 psukim. So that's one reason that sometimes it may just be too vast. But also, we may not fully understand the words. But the more that we focus on what we're saying and understand what we're saying, we will see that each verse is a gem and gives us exactly what we need in our journey towards personal perfection. This awesome Tehillim follows the sequence of the Aleph Beis with 8 psukim for each letter. The Gemara in Brachos, Dalet Amud Beis 4b, refers to this Tehillim as Tamanya Apin, the repetition of 8, and that's how it's characterized as 8. Why is this number 8 so important to this song? Because while the number 7 symbolizes nature, the physical world, and the reality in which we live, the number 8 symbolizes our commitment and desire to transcend the physical reality and elevate ourselves and the reality that we're experiencing. Visualize this or write the word neshama down right now. Nun, shin, mem, hey. Neshama is our soul. If you transpose the letters of neshama, you will get shemoneh, meaning 8. Shin, mem, nun, hey. Our neshama enables us to strive and thrive as we release ourselves from the limits, from the desires, from the challenges of the physical world so that our neshama can soar. And everything we experience in life can give us the opportunity to elevate ourselves. It's a beautiful idea, but it isn't easy. It is our daily struggle, and that's where we need Kuf Yud Tes. Kuf Yud Tes gives us the tools for our life's journey, and it is very personal. Just about all the psukim of Kuf Yud Tes are written in first person. It's a song about me. I'm not talking about you. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm talking about me and what I want from God. The first 3 psukim of 119 present a narrative, and it is written in third person. It serves as an introduction to the rest of the psukim. So what I'd like to do with you is to look at the 3 psukim of the introduction of Kuf Yud Tes, psukim Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Let's begin. Pasuk Aleph. Ashrei tamimei derech hahochim besoras Hashem. Praiseworthy are those on the path of purity, tamimut, or perfection, who walk in the Torah of Hashem. Meaning, praiseworthy are those who have a vision of perfection and move in that direction. It is important to note what this pasuk is telling us. Number one, we need to have a vision of where we want to go, who we want to be. We need to set goals, and those goals need to be goals of tmimus, of purity, of perfection. And every journey needs a destination. Otherwise, we wander around aimlessly. At the same time, we also need to notice it doesn't say praiseworthy are those who have achieved or accomplished their goals, but rather those who appreciate and work on the process to get there. Your praiseworthy, your greatness is how you navigate your journey, how you handle the process, because ultimately, we can't control the outcome in this world. We can only control the process. And with that, let's continue. Haholchim besoras Hashem, that walk in the ways of Hashem, meaning we need to keep moving. But I want to add something else here from Rav Zundel Kreiser, the great Talmud Chacham of Yerushalayim, who is recently Nifter, Rav Zundel Kreiser, in his Sefer Or HaChama, explains, what does it mean that someone walks in the Torah? And he explains this with the image that Chazal tell us, that at Har Sinai, Kafa Aleim Har Kegigis, Hashem put on top of us the mountain of Har Sinai like a barrel. What does that mean? Hashem put the mountain up around us like a barrel? And he explains, it means that Hashem was telling us that you need to keep Torah as if it is a barrel around you. Imagine being inside of a barrel. Wherever you look, you see the barrel. And that's really what Torah is about. In all of our life, wherever we are walking with the Torah totally surrounding us. Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Ashrei Notzrei Edosav, Becholev Yidrashuhu. Once again, praiseworthy is one who values his testimonies and seeks him, meaning God, wholeheartedly. Edosav, his testimonies, are referring to those mitzvos, or stories in our lives, that give testimony to Hashem's presence. We know what Hashem wants us to do. Sometimes we wish we had other challenges and other stories, other directives from God. But God gives us the opportunities, the challenges that he knows are right for us. And praiseworthy is one who values what he sees God is giving him or for her to elevate. And sometimes it's not so easy to see what God wants for me right now. So, b'chol lev yidrashuhu, he seeks him wholeheartedly, really works on trying to figure out what does God want from me and values that process. Now let's move on to Pasuk Gimel. Af lo pa'alu avla bidrachav halachu. Even if they don't do anything wrong, they walk in his ways. Some people are so afraid of failing that they just sit in the car and don't do anything. And of course, they're not going to get a ticket. And of course, nothing's going to happen wrong. But the Mitzvot David explains, it isn't enough not to do anything wrong. One has to proactively move forward. And with this, we begin our personal journey towards becoming our best selves. As we said before, it isn't always easy. There are potholes along the way, flat tires, mistakes in directions, rerouting that we need to do because of problems on the road, as well as gorgeous scenery and great rest stops that can distract us and keep us from moving ahead. This song gives us the directives, the support, the encouragement, the high fives that we need at different stages of our journey so that we can continue to forge ahead. At different times, we need different psukim, and different psukim become relevant to us. So for example, if we're going through something and we feel scorned for what we're doing, everyone's looking down at us for working on ourselves to become better and doing what we know is right for us. Pasuk Chaf Beis, Pasuk 22, we ask Hashem, Gal me'alai cherpa vavuz, remove from upon me shame and scorn, ki edosecha natsarti, for I value your testimonies. As I go through life, I just want to walk in the Torah and do the right things. And when I feel so down and helpless and stuck, there's a traffic jam and I don't know what to do and where to go. Pasuk Chafei, it seems I'll never get out of it. Pasuk Chafei, 25. Davka la'afar nafshi, chayeni kidvarecha. My soul clings to the dust. Energize me, as you said. Because, let's choose another pasuk, Ayin Gimel 73, we say, Yadecha asuni vayechonenuni. I know, Hashem, your hands made me, and you prepared me for something special. Havineni ve'elmeda mitzvosecha. Help me understand, and I will learn your mitzvah. I will learn what you want from me. I know I'm here for a specific reason. I don't want to be stuck. Pasuk Lamed Hey, verse 35. Hadricheini b'nesiv mitzvosecha kivo chafatzti. Sometimes we've got so many different options and we just don't know where to go. We say, Hashem, lead me on the trail of your mitzvos because this is what I want. I want to make the right decision and I can't do it alone. Hashem, please help me. when I feel so excited about what I'm doing, because I know it is what you want me to do. And I, Pasuk Mem Zayin 47, Ve'eshtasha b'mitzvosecha asher ahavti, and I have such pleasure with your mitzvos that I love. I'm driving along, I'm moving along in my journey, and I just love doing what you want me to do. And I just express my joy. When I go to a shiur that I so enjoyed, I just loved learning the Torah, and I say, Pasuk Tzadi Zion 97, Ma ahavti sorasecha kol hayom hisichasi, how I love your Torah, and I talk about it all the time. And there's sometimes that we just love Torah, and then there's sometimes that we get distracted by the glitter and glamour of the signs along the way, of the glitter and glamour on the highway in this world. So I remind myself, Pasuk Ayin Bay 72, Tov li Torah picha me'alfei zahav v'chesef, the Torah of your mouth is better for me than all the thousands of gold and silver. Yes, things may seem beautiful, and yes, they may taste good, but your Torah is my priority, and I won't get distracted by all the gold and silver that surrounds me. There are times in life when I see people doing things that are so wrong, and they're not following your Torah. And Pasuk Kuf Lamed Vav 137 gives me exactly what I need to do at this moment. Palge Mayim Yardu Me'enai, streams of water came down my eyes. Alo Shamru Sarasecha, because they didn't keep your Torah. Sometimes in my life, I experience or I see things that just don't seem fair. Why, Hashem, can you be doing this to me? And there we have a pasuk as well to help us. Pasuk Kuf Lamed Zayin. When you go through that experience, one should say, Pasuk 137, Tzadik Ata Hashem. Hashem, you are righteous. V'yashar Mishpatecha. And your circumstances, your laws, or that which I'm going through right now, are fair. And then Pasuk Kuf Mem Dalad. Let's continue with that one. 144, Tzedek Eid Vosecha La'olam. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Havineni ve'echye. But Hashem, please help me understand them so that I can live, that I can thrive, so that I can be energized and move ahead. There are times that I rejoice because I know I did what I was supposed to do. I worked for something and it happened exactly, the outcome happened exactly the way I want it. But look at this pasuk, Pasuk Kuf Samach Beis 162. It's so great, the outcome, that Sas Anochi Alim Rasecha, I'm so excited about your words. I followed through on your words, Kemotze Shalal Rav, like one who finds so many spoils. And spoils is something that you don't even expect. So sometimes we get such outcomes for our following the right directions that we didn't even expect the greatness, the goodness, the joy that we would have. We could go on and on with different examples of psukim that help direct us, that support us, that give us the words to say as we're experiencing different things in our lives. And the truth is, the journey never ends. So what I'd like to do now is let's go to the last pasuk. Let's skip ahead to the last pasuk, pasuk 176, where we say, Ta'isi kese oved bakesh avdecha. I have wandered like a lost sheep. Please find your servant, seek your servant. Ki mitzvosecha lo shachachti, because I haven't forgotten your mitzvos. I haven't forgotten that I want to be on the path of perfection. And when we think of the word tamim, purity, we think of the se tamim, the pure sheep that we bring as a korban. So here we have that image of the sheep, and we feel like the sheep that so much wants to be pure, but we're lost. And at the beginning we told God, we're going to seek you. And now we say to God, God, you seek me. Bakesh avdecha, seek your servant. Ki mitzvosecha lo shachachti, because I haven't forgotten to do your mitzvos. I haven't forgotten that my goal, I haven't lost my vision of my destination. Please help me get there. So it's the end of the song, but it's not the end of our journey. Immediately afterwards, in the Book of Tehillim, we get to the 15 songs of Shirei HaMa'alos, the songs of ascents. I'm committed to a life of continued ascension and elevation. I end this piece with a bit of a heavy heart because we haven't even touched the surface of the gems that each pasuk offers us on our journey through life towards self-perfection. I encourage you to read through the psukim of Kuf Yates on a regular basis. Read through them, focus on them. The Chida says to say Kuf Yates in its entirety at least once a week, and you can split it by the days. You don't have to say the whole perek at one time. And as you go through the psukim, use the psukim to help identify your current situation and feelings. And when you read that pasuk, that like, that's me, it really is you. The I that is speaking in the pasuk is you when you hear yourself in that story, in that pasuk. The Radak tells us that David wrote this entire song of Kuf Yates. The Ibn Ezra says it was not David HaMelech, it was someone else. But either way, it does not have a heading to tell us who the author is of this song. And perhaps if we knew the author, it would distract us and we would project the words on the author himself. But when we say Kuf Yates, it is as if we are the authors. It's our words. It's all about us and our story and our journey. And also, because I'm sure many of you are thinking right now, well, what about when we say Kuf Yates in memory of somebody? And often what happens on a yard site is you take the name of the person who died and you read through Kuf Yates. Let's say if the name is Rina, you read the eight psukim of the Resh and then the eight psukim of the Nun and then the eight psukim of the He. So why do we read Kuf Yates in memory of somebody? Because just like the psukim describe our journey and our struggles and our accomplishments and achievements, so too, as we go through the name of the person through the psukim of Kuf Yates, it reminds us of their accomplishments and their struggles and their journey, Laleches B'Torah Hashem, to walk in the Torah of Hashem all the time. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Hanasara, Bas Chaim Leib.